Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for this word today where we are encouraged to see that when you called us out of darkness and we responded and you gave us a spirit, you sealed us from that moment on to now know you, live by faith, and make you known. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 8, verse 9 to 11. You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If, in fact, the Spirit of God dwells in you, anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Jesus Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you.
Hallelujah. Beautiful portion of scripture. Here we see, you know, and that's why it's so important to be born again, is to acknowledge Jesus, receive the Holy Spirit, and be baptized. Baptism is the understanding that all is now restored because our sin has been taken away as far as the east is from the west. And we are now co-heirs together with Jesus. And so just like Jesus said, he died once for sin for all, and he now lives for God. In the same way, we are dead to sin, and we are now alive to God. And what seals the deal is the infilling of the Holy Spirit coming, that Colossians tells us that it's a guarantee of our inheritance. So the Holy Spirit becoming one with our spirit, that says we are now purchased. It's like the prodigal son that came back and then he got the ring, and that was a sign that he's a part of the family and he's got authority now because he's come back home. And so the Spirit of God seals us. And I'd like to take this scripture and put this right there at the beginning where it says, the law of the Spirit of life sets us free from the law of sin, or even before that. You know that if you got the Holy Spirit, now you're free, you know, and now you're free to not be in the flesh, but to be spiritually minded. And so this is such a beautiful understanding because you've come back home and now you need to be led by the Spirit. Sons are led by the Spirit. It says in Romans 8, verse 14. And then it says, creation is waiting for these sons of God to be revealed that are led by the Spirit. So it's very important. So the Spirit has sealed us, and it's from the Spirit that we get faith, and it's from the Spirit that we are transformed, and it's from the Spirit we get the thoughts of God, and so as to know what has freely been given to us. And as it says in verse 10, just as once that happens, that the new life has come there in the Spirit, we still sit with cobwebs here in the body. That was the condemnation before. We couldn't do the things that we should do, and that which we didn't want to do, we were doing. And it was the power of sin that had us. But now, by the Spirit of God, we get all goodness. The law of the Spirit of life has set us free from law of sin and death. So it's a new law, and it's a law of life, and it's a law of revelation, and it's a law of faith. And it all comes as we understand that the Spirit is there to give us life. And then as we know that the righteousness comes from the Spirit, it's so beautiful, it goes on that now that very same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, nothing of hell could hold him and keep him back. God raised him into fullness of life as our Lord, as our Savior, as our big brother, and we are now co-heirs with him. And so that same Spirit is there now to quicken our mortal body, to bring answers, bring life, bring the great and wonderful truth, give us faith, the faith of God, so as to then have attitudes and actions that are in line with the heavenly family. So it's just wonderful to know, guys, you don't stop there, that your body is dead on account of sin. We know now that the Spirit is there, and daily we live by faith. We hear from the Lord. you has ears now can hear, and we can do. He who hears my word and does it is like a wise man building his house on the rock. So you're building on the rock of the Spirit, of the kingdom, and you are being transformed into a rock like Jesus. Amen. Walking in the footsteps of Jesus, doing the works of Jesus, because as much as my Father loves me, he loves you, and he has made all this provision through the wonderful work of salvation in Jesus, through the love of the Father and the power of the Holy Spirit. So be blessed, arise and shine, for your light has come. Stay close to the Lord. You bought with a price to live for him every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.